Wow, this is house a lot of times in the Greek. Let's see what it says in here, then we'll look over here. Heavenly Father, let's just go for it. Lord, get rid of all my preconceived ideas about the scriptures. Lord, teach us something. Whew. Today, right now, to make you the master builder. Whew. To have you completely, absolutely in charge in making us into the likeness of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, have your way. Jesus, you are the plan. You are what we're to look like. You're what these houses are to become. We give you praise and the glory in Jesus' name. Let's look then in Hebrews 3. Well, let's just go up because it didn't. Let's start at 14 in Hebrews 2. Since all his death he could, since all the children share the same nature. Okay. That's what we were talking about before. If you came to our last meeting, if not, you need the tapes. They're not ready yet. But on self. Human beings, 2:14, Hebrews 2:14. Human beings share the same nature. And we have a self. Okay, the self is who we are. When God made you, he made you different than anyone else. Oh, there's going to be some things that you have in common with other people because we're all made in God's image. Every self, every person that God made is to glorify the Father. Every person they made, there's something about each person that will reveal something about God. Even in your gifts and your talents, everything that God created, everything was for his glory. Now, Satan fell, and then he was perverted, and then he wants to have his own glory. He wants to have a demonic glory. And what Satan wants to do is to take you, your human nature, take it and have you combine it with him. He wants you to be one with him. He wants you to let him build you. He wants you to be what he wants you to be. So we all start the same. Everyone in this room, we're all human beings. And we all same. We all share the same human nature. The Lord too shared equally in it, so that by his death he could set aside him who held the power of death, namely the devil, and set free all those who had been held in slavery all their lives by the fear of death. Whenever you're going to minister anything, but especially to set somebody free, you need to make sure that they understand the gospel. You need to make sure you understand the gospel. So that's why the Holy Spirit wanted me to start somewhere. I've never ever pre-read this. I'm just, let's go for it, Lord. But he wants you to understand that he had to become just like us. That's what it said. So that he could set us free from the works of the devil. And it said, all were held in slavery all their lives by the fear of death. So, we'll see, first off, that fear is the weapon of the enemy. Fear is his substance. Faith is the substance of God. You know, when you and I were talking about this fear, you fear that they were right. You fear that when these people said to you that you were a disappointment, you had no value, it rang true in your heart. I will tell you, it wasn't from that one time they said it. Satan has been working that in your life your whole life. So there was this deep fear of failure. And then with that person saying that and then dying, the lie is, now there's no hope. You can never change their mind. Now there's no hope. You can never change their mind. God wants you to know he didn't put you on this earth to change their mind. He put you on this earth for his glory. And that spirit of condemnation, that false judge that was operating throughout your whole life to cause you to be a failure, that wasn't the spirit of God. And God is your judge. And you, and with your situation, with other people's situation, when you believe what fear says, you're still a slave to the devil. You're giving him room to create you. Okay? Jesus says that he had to become just like us. That's what he says here. So that he could destroy the fear of death and any fear in our life. He came to destroy fear. He came to destroy the power of fear. He came to destroy the fear of death. The truth is, most people, you can tell where you're at for real in your walk with the Lord if you're scared to die. We did that whole thing when God gave you your healing from cancer. There was so much fear. We had to break down why you're scared to die. Because fear of death is a very, what is fear of death? It's not understanding eternal life. It's not understanding God. It's not understanding heaven. I have no fear of death. But that has come from knowing the Lord. Why? Because I really know that I know that I know that I know that if it's before rapture, I'll just walk right out of this body. I'll never go through anything horrible. I'll never feel any horrible pain. There won't be any demons involved if I let God destroy whatever Satan has done in my life. And I'll be in heaven. My goodness, heaven. Don't you? You need to slow down a little bit and just go to the beach. Come with us to Nag's Head and go look at the ocean and the sand and the birds and the sky and think, wow, this is so awesome. And this is not even heaven. Oh, my goodness. And he says in scripture, if we just even knew the unbelievable things he has for those who love him. Then you would really get that knowing. This is about getting other people into God's kingdom. Because I have so much love. I want to share it with them. I want them to go to heaven too. I want them to be a part of what Christ paid for. Because who wants them to go to hell? Who wants them to go where the devil rules and reigns? Satan wants to put bitterness and hurt and unforgiveness. He wants you to divorce. He wants you to make people upset. Whatever. Because he wants to just use you. To help other people go to hell. He's used people in your lives. And your coping mechanisms have got to come down. All right, I just got to say, and we're going to talk about this. At one point, I'm going to show you in the Word where Satan comes along and negotiates with every single human being. He negotiates a way to be your Savior. And when you don't know Christ or you don't understand the gospel, you come in agreement with him. And he begins to destroy you. Somewhere along the way, in William's situation, when someone told him, you'll never be anything, you'll never add up to anything, you're a failure. Somewhere, William, you took on a spirit. You became one with those lies. And you came in agreement. And then when that devil had his day, and that person who you loved was dying and said, you're a failure. Get away from us. You're a failure. It was not the beginning of the hurt. It was like really the end of you being able to change what they would ever think. You were never supposed to be worrying about what they think. God wants to set you free. He wants to set everybody free from caring what other people think. Really set you free. And you do not realize how many coping mechanisms you've taken on to act like it doesn't matter. Your rough and toughness, you're not listening, you're trying to be a success. You know, you've spent your whole life because of fear of death, fear of dying and going to hell, fear of not being any good, fear of not having any value. You spend your whole life in that fear, and Satan gets to be in charge of making you. And Jesus Christ first, before we can even get into deliverance and healing, he had to come and become a human being. He had to have the same temptations. And it says he had to do that so by his death, he could set aside him who held the power of death. So he could destroy. What does your say? Mine says set aside. On verse 15. 14, 15. What does your say? Okay, release those. To deliver those. That's cool. I like the word deliver. I always like that word. Set free. Okay, so let me see what it said in the Greek, so we'll see what he actually said. Yeah, this Greek one is not broken down like ours, so you've got to really look to find it. So, but I just want to see what. I wasn't going to preach this, so I didn't pre-study this. This is the one thing I didn't study. Okay, Lord. Okay. And himself nearly he has held with the same, that through the death he might abolish the one, the strength having of death. This is the slanderer. Look at that, the slanderer. The name, the actual name for the devil here in the Greek is the slanderer. He said he had to come and become a human being to stop the slanderer. What's a slander? What does slander mean? Lying, trying to defame who you are.